Of course, this is a year when everyone's thinking about who I want to elect, who I want in office, but don't neglect your finances in an election year. Here's a man who could tell us all about that, of course, Bruce Porter, and he's president and advisor here at Resource Center. Good to see you again.
Hey, good to see you.
This is no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, this is a crazy year. Everybody's really kind of uncertain as to what the outcome's going to be.
Sure.
So I think it's worth a discussion just to talk about kind of what normally happens with the financial markets
take
in an election
down the road,
year.
Then.
So
right.
I think the things that we want to consider is predicting who will win is like forecasting the weather. I mean, there's all kinds of opinions out there, but
sure.
I don't think anybody really knows what the course of all of this is going to entail.
I think forecasting the weather is easy.
Yeah.
Compared to this.
We can ask Jamie about
that.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
You know, fear can definitely impact financial behavior just in the general marketplace.
Yeah.
If people are concerned, it could go either direction, right? So there's a lot of uncertainty around that. Mainstream media intentionally invokes maybe not panic, but uncertainty.
Okay.
You know, if you watch enough of the news, it can drive you crazy.
Oh, sure. I understand that.
You know, I think that's just kind of a known.
And
uncertainty.
All of that is, yeah, that leads to that bottom line there.
Well, it can cause a lot of fluctuations, just the uncertainty of what's going to happen, the unknown. People fear the unknown.
Uh-huh.
So I think knowing all of that is important because here's the things we want to remember. The stock market generally performs better under a divided government. Now, historically, that's just the way the trends have been.
You would think it's different, but that is the way the trends show.
That's the way it is.
Okay.
Economic and business fundamentals drive performance, not politics.
Right.
So, you know, I think we have to consider that. Markets have a strong track record for long-term success.
Long-term.
Now,
if
you're investing in the market, hoping to double your money in a year or two, then okay, that's not a real good thought process.
Because that's kind of, good luck on that.
Yeah,
I get it.
You know, markets, long-term, if that's part of your portfolio, you need to consider your goals and objectives and your priorities
down the
road. You don't need to be worried about today.
Mm-hmm.
Positive years outweigh negative years, period. That's just the way it is in the markets. So the markets, everybody gets real critical of the markets when they're down, but not very many people are very critical of the markets when they're making money and it's up, right?
Right, absolutely.
And so, but you've got to understand what goes up can come back down, but you want to look at the trends over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Time in the market, not timing the market.
You want
to just have staying power. Now, let's move on to the next deal. Know your long-term goals. Be comfortable with the risk level that you're at. Evolve if you have a strategy. So you want to just make subtle adjustments along the way. Don't make decisions out of fear. Take a breath, step back, hesitate. Talk to a financial advisor that you truly trust and that is watching out for your interest.
The thing I'm very cognizant of, the risk level, that changes depending on your age and your situation. So don't etch it in stone and stay with it forever. You've got to revisit it.
No, your risk level can adjust, and it probably needs to. You know, circumstances dictate that.
Right.
I mean, if you're getting older and you're approaching those years when you're considering an exit strategy and you want to, you know, I call retirement voluntary unemployment.
Right.
So if you're getting into that mode, maybe you want to step back a little bit and start repositioning to some more certainty.
But that's why you look for a financial advisor you genuinely trust.
Right. I advise people a lot. Look for somebody you can develop a relationship with, not somebody that's going to sell you the hottest thing today. There's a time and place for that, but it's not at this point with this much uncertainty. I think you have to put a lot of thought into your hard-earned money.
All
We're only talking about your life savings here,
that's
right?
That's all. All
right.
Right, exactly.
So if we can help, I mean, I built this company around simple solutions in a complex world. And a lot of times, you just want to stay and stick to your game plan. You don't want to make any drastic changes either direction.
All right, there it is, the QR code, 882-1800. Bruce Porter and the Resource Center.